Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Usually over the weekend, I try to take just a little bit of a break because during the week, I am all about the news. Somebody asked me and they shamed me. They said, are you watching the Olympics? And I said, no, I watch the news all evening long and into wee hours of the morning. But on the weekend, I try to take a little break until Sunday evening, and then I get back at it. And this weekend, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of new news that I noticed. The headlines are not anything different, really, than what I shared last week. It's still the same old, same old. But my question to you today is, are you waking up? And I know the answer that some of you are. But what about your neighbors and your friends and your family, some of the rest of them? This election is so much more than an election over political policies, although we can say there is a great political change at stake. The two-party system has been rigged and corrupt for quite some time. Yet we, the people, have accepted and tolerated their manipulations in our government, in our governance. We are weaker as a nation now than we have ever been. Oh, we can blame Barack Hussein Obama if we want to. He is responsible for much. But this mess that we're in goes back many, many years and several administrations, both Republican and Democrat. There's a new person on the scene, not a new face. And he has been in the limelight for many years, but not in politics. Oh, he's contributed to politics, to politicians' campaigns on both sides. But now there's something different. He's not one of them. It's up to you, and it's up to me, to see the crazy truth that is, to me, more blatant now than it ever has been. Each and every day it gets clearer. The media joins the fight for Hillary, willingly attacking Donald Trump with ridiculous accusations and silly interpretations of any and every statement he makes. Soon he will be wearing the wrong tie, not POTUS worthy. What has he actually said that has been so terribly wrong? I have to chuckle when I say that statement because I was in a position as a head receptionist in a multi-doctor facility years ago, and my then boss, who was the office manager, she hired me in as a switchboard operator, and then she gave me the position of head receptionist. But she once told me, it's not always what you say, but how you say it. Now, I wasn't in trouble when she told me that. We were discussing some other things. But this is a true statement. The media only attacks Donald Trump, never Hillary. And I got to thinking when I typed that out, never Hillary. Maybe that's what they meant by never Hillary. This is not just an election. This will absolutely end our chances of saving peacefully our republic. Our republic has been asleep. That 3% of Americans who still cling to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, prosperity, property, are slowly waking up and realizing that, oh my gosh, we overslept. When will we realize this battle, this fight, these attacks from the left, from the right, from media, is not truly at Donald Trump? They are angry at you, even if you happen to be a Trump hater. This is about you. Even if you are blinded and still believe Hillary should be trusted and elected, oh my goodness, this is about you. If you are a Trump man or woman, you're going to vote for Trump no matter what. This is directed at you. I have not openly endorsed a president candidate, but I will openly explain to you, to all who will hear, Hillary is not what we need. She will be more of the same and worse. I want each of you, registered Democrats, registered Republicans, to stand back, way back. Maybe you'll see that man behind the curtain who is pulling the shenanigans, pushing the buttons, lying to sway your opinion and your vote. Trump has never held an office. Many things he says we know are true. How the ideas will be implemented if he gets president is yet to be determined once he's there in the office. I don't care about his tax returns. I don't care about Hillary's tax returns. I do care about a few things. I care about the 30,000 emails that are missing. I care about the truth in Benghazi. I care about some of the shenanigans, corrupt deal makings with the Clinton Foundation. I care about their health records, both of them. I think that's only appropriate. I care about jobs being added to our workforce, and I don't mean government positions either. I care about the debt being eliminated, not more added to it for the sake of entitlements or paying off foreign governments. We the people are entitled to one thing, liberty. If we want handouts, we do not deserve liberty. If we are not worthy of, we are not worthy of freedom if we want handouts. If we want that, we have surrendered our independence. The election this year is about we the people. Independence Day is more than barbecues and fireworks. It was about a movement. And that movement was we the people, sick and tired of government, the king, dictating our every move, making laws on top of laws so that everyone was soon a criminal. You had to have permission for travel. He was manipulating trade and controlling the trade. He was controlling immigration and the economy and religion. We are at a juncture now. Which way will we go? Standing on the edge of the cliff, you know I know this. Stepping forward is not progress for liberty, but a death fall into complete socialism, communism, corporatism, with little hope of return. Take a step back. And perhaps running the opposite way will at least buy us some time to save our republic. Awaken from the political hypnosis and realize we are at a crucial crossroads. We the people of the United States, we are not the enemies of the state. We are the state. This election, quote George Washington, the time is near at hand which must determine whether Americans are to be free men or slaves. Yes, it is that serious. We're heading into a break. Your calls will be welcome. I'm going to discuss the pros and cons of Hillary and Donald Trump. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And we the people, we will be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup store, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth. Q-tips. Cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4922. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The pros and cons of Trump and Hillary. And are you, we the people, awake yet? Do we understand and realize that this battle, this arena, and this election is not about Donald Trump? The anger of the media, oh, they're directing it with a Trump name on it, but it is at you. The Republican Party that is ticked, that is upset, that hates Trump because he's not one of them, that is at you. Hillary's corruptness. The fact that they ignore that and want to snooze you into electing Hillary, that is at you. We have Stan from Missouri. Stan, how are you today?
Doing good.
What's on your mind, sir?
As far as the politicians go, they're going to vote for Trump, not Hillary.
Well, good for you.
Since Democrats have been in there, it's like just a number of things.
Well, but let me remind you, when Barack Hussein Obama took over, he had an enormous debt then, too. This debt has been climbing through both administrations, Republican and Democrat, so let's not cut the Republicans too much slack there.
Yeah. Since Democrats have been in there, we get food stamps. Mm-hmm. And our food stamps have gone down under $100.
Okay.
When Republicans have been in there, I mean, we've been better off with Republicans in there.
Right.
At one time before, we were getting over $150 or $150 in food stamps.
Is that a month? Or
yes,
a week?
Yes.
A week or a month, okay.
And here the other day, I called two local hospitals in the Springfield area, you know, about having surgery done for my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And two of them, since Obama's been in there, he's messed up the country with his Obamacare.
Well, it's a national health care, and it's never going to be good. As long as the government's in control of it, it's never going to be good.
Well, I'd say you were.
That's right.
Two hospitals in the Springfield area won't take Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's right. I told my wife, I was like, I want to move. I want to move someplace.
Out of Missouri, out of the state, because that's probably what you'd have to do. I don't know. Well, I'm gonna let you go, Stan. I appreciate your and I pray for you. I'll tell you what, we're in a mess, and that's just the truth of it. And if you're facing surgery, I really feel for you. I went through two of those this year with my husband, and it's a mess. Thank you so much. We have Joe from New Mexico. Joe, how are you today?
Hey, Beth. Yeah. Good to hear you on the 12160 shortwave.
Oh, okay. Thought maybe you were listening in Alamogordo. I'm on the air there in a local station in Alamogordo. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
There you go. Now, on my mind is that Hillary, I call her Hillary.
Okay.
Clinton. You know, she likes the dikes. She likes to build the dikes there in Louisiana. And I'm sick and tired of her. We need to go for, I guess, Donald Trump. We have to pray for our president, though.
Yes.
That's what the Bible says, you know. And
regardless of who they are. Regardless of who they are.
That's right. That's right. But Hillary is, she needs to be in jail. Or prison, I'm sorry. Not jail, prison.
Mm-hmm.
Prison that she has to be there for a long, long time. She's a criminal. I don't like her at all.
You know, and I never have liked her. There's never been a time in my life that I've liked Hillary or looked up to Hillary Clinton at all.
Yeah. No, she's a mistake. She's really a mistake. We need to get rid of her. But, you know, what can we do? That's all, you know, it's tough. It's tough. I don't like it.
Well, the media is attacking, and I've got an article on this. They're attacking Trump about everything. I mean, this stuff is ridiculous. That's why I threw out that comment in my opening about soon it'll be he wears the wrong kind of tie. Of course, he makes his own ties, and they've already made fun of that because he's not making them in the USA. But he is a businessman that has suffered, and he knows firsthand what some of these trade deals have done and how businessmen have to cope with it. We can talk about loyalty. I want to talk about loyalty. Loyalty to my sponsors. Loyalty to my people that are trying to support the show. And yet we are angry at the mainstream media, yet people keep supporting their sponsors. They keep supporting them, and they need to stop it. And it is up to us where we spend our purse. I just did a reading. We're going to make that available here in the near future. I just did a reading that goes back to a song that was written in 1786. Over the revolution, and it talks about using their purses. They're giving up their money to save for the revolution, to make a new way in America. And you know, what are we doing? We're selfish people, and I'm talking to myself as well. We want what we want when we want it, and the future generations are going to suffer because we haven't taken care of that tree of liberty that our founding fathers planted. I appreciate you so much, Joe. I really do. Are you a first-time caller?
No.
No, okay. You've called before. All right. Well, I appreciate
you. Beth.
Thank you so much, Joe. I appreciate that very much. You know, if we would but pay attention, there's little things that we can do to upset the apple cart on these career politicians. First of all, quit voting them in. Don't think you have to vote Republican or Democrat. Because these parties have a monopoly. They have a monopoly. Is Trump right on everything? No, he is not. And I've got a little something about that somebody just sent to me. But I want you to look at what's really being said in the media about him. People are buying this, for lack of a better word, trumped up story that he's a bigot, that he's a racist. I don't buy any of that. But when Hillary Clinton's campaign gets down and dirty, and emails come out where they have used racial slurs toward the Jews, toward other races, that's ignored by that mainstream media that cares so much about the bigotry that Donald Trump must be bigot because he wants to monitor and stop the influx, the invasion of people that might hurt us. We're in such a mess that we are truly on the edge of a cliff. Financially, with our safety, with our liberty, we are on the edge of a cliff. And you know what? I'm afraid of heights. So you can bet your bottom bippy, as they said on Laughing, I'm backing up. And I do not want my grandchildren to live in slavery because I did nothing. Is that what you want? Or your great-grandchildren? That we did nothing to stop the mainstream media from attacking Donald Trump or any other candidate that happens to talk about something other than what is politically correct. The king had a man whipped because he refused to take a licensed from the king for his church. And he died from those beatings. Our government today, the elected and the bureaucrats, the bureaucracy, the alphabet bureaucracy, they now want to punish you if you don't believe in climate change. Tell me where the difference is. Whether they imprison you for life because you didn't bow to them, whip you to death till you die. Patrick Henry saw this take place, and he asked, what did this man do? And they told him he refused to take a license from the king to preach. And it was after that that the famous speech came to be, give me liberty or give me death. Do we have such patriots today that we will just simply not support the sponsors of mainstream media? That we will simply see through the lies and the chaos of the monopolies of these two parties and the arrogance of the elite. We're going into a break. I want to talk about what Ben Carson says about that just a little bit. 877-895-5410 is the number to talk to call. The pros and cons of this election and we the people. We will be right back. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Here ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned, and I'm going to go to the phones again. I have Cindy from Missouri. My Missouri people are awake today. Cindy, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Oh, these people that are against Donald Trump, they don't really understand him. You know, I don't like his view about witches, but, you know, we're not on that right now. We're on his views about, you know, the country and stuff like that. I really appreciate his views on the country. I love all his ideas. I agree with him on everything on that. You know, I paid attention to him for the longest, and, you know, he's had everything taken away from him a few times, but he's always managed to have everything. I mean, he built everything back up, you know, real fast and even more so. I mean, look how many buildings now he's had. And he's brought it back as many times as he's had wives. I mean, you know.
Well, I don't know if he's ever.
He can do that with his business.
Yeah.
Imagine what he can do to the country. And right now, I mean, the United States needs a little bit of tough love. And you know, I'm on assistance, too. But, mm-hmm. you know, if the knee's cut down even a little bit tighter, then so be it. I mean, we have to bring back the country. Our country is in the red, and we let too many immigrants. My grandfather came from Sicily, but he came back. He came here the legal way, and I just don't like all these immigrants coming in, illegally. And I'm sorry, I'm a born again Christian. And I love the Jews, but I don't like all these other faiths that are against Christ and all these people that are killing the Christians and the Jews. I don't want that in my country. And I agree with Donald Trump on that one. And I don't, I mean, I'm not going to back down on my faith for nothing.
Well, and
I don't back down on that one.
Add something. You said you don't like his views on women, but he hires more women and puts them in administrative positions than Hillary does. I know he got in a fight with Megyn Kelly, but he got in a battle online in Twitter with Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell is a vulgar-mouthed woman. And she said some things or tweeted some things that were much, much worse than what Donald Trump said to her when he called her a fat pig. And I will not defend her because she's attacked me, too, on Twitter. So she's just, he doesn't really have a problem with women. I don't believe that at all. I do believe Hillary does. Hillary is not true blue to the females like she claims she is. We're going to go to Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. I don't think we've got to worry about too much about President Putin. President, well, I mean, but that's not exactly what the president does. It's Congress. Congress is supposed to, run the show up there, not the president.
Well, actually, now it's a balance. There's supposed to be checks and balances, and that has not been working because we've had many presidents, including Barack Hussein Obama, who has tried to overstep their bounds through executive orders, which are not constitutional. So it matters who's in the president, but you're absolutely right. Congress is the one responsible for our debt. Congress is the one who's in the House is the one who isn't who's supposed to be in charge of the purse. And
yeah,
they don't
$400 million, but it had to be approved by Congress, I bet.
They do not respect the American people's tax dollars. They could care less how much comes out of your paycheck or whatever, how much you have to pay in taxes on anything. Because they're taking that money and they're using it to their benefit and lining their purses instead of guarding yours. And it's time that we, the people, took a step back from that cliff and started warning them. And I'm going to have a series of spots on the air that are just simply, I'm not getting paid for them. There's something coming from me because, unfortunately, I don't have those spots sold, that are going to just bring about the wisdom of our founding fathers and parallel it to what's going on now, and hopefully we the people, will start making those phone calls, start voting correctly, that we can get rid of these people altogether. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Larry. I have so much here about Hillary, and I am working on my article. It's just that I'm a one-man band here doing so much, and I know some of you call when I'm on the air. I hear my office line ringing outside the studio. I'm a one-man band, so I'm here, but I cannot answer the call when I'm on the air. I'm answering a different call while I'm on the air. Hillary has been involved in so many corrupt and dirty things that I'm writing an article, and I'm titling it The Gates of Hillary. Somebody sent me through email earlier, just before I went on the air, about 10 minutes, and I thanked them and I told them I'm going to use it on the air. But first I want to share with you, I had talked about Ben Carson claiming what the media is doing. And the purpose is to keep the subject as Donald Trump so you don't have to talk about Hillary Clinton. Because her shortcomings are incredible. They're not, you'd think the media, the mainstream media, would be upset that she will not hold press conferences. But they're not. They're not. They talk about what's going on in Trump's speeches, but they pick out something out of context. And they say something that is totally opposite of what he meant, or They have no sense of humor and no sarcasm in their bodies. But they ignore Hillary. There's Hillary followers that think this email scandal, which I will not call it a scandal, it is a crime against we the people of the United States of America. They act like it's just some right-wing conspiracy. Remember who said that a few times? But Hillary Clinton has perpetrated crimes against the United States, we the people. And that you need to know. And it is my gut feeling. I have no proof. I have no records. I have nothing but a gut feeling. From what I see when I stand back and I look, that there are many in this arena that are connected via the emails to the Clinton Foundation. And I'm talking about the Republican elite, rhinos, and the Democrats, and maybe some of those nice people, journalists in the media. They got to save the day from Trump. Save the day from Donald Trump. Well, what has he done that we need saving from? He's done nothing. He's not the reason we have a debt. He's not the reason we don't have jobs. He's not the reason that we're being invaded by immigrants, legally and illegally. He's not the reason that ISIS developed. He was absolutely correct in his sarcasm to say Barack Hussein Obama was responsible and Hillary Clinton was responsible. They were in power. Not Donald Trump. We have to understand, we the people. This is your pep talk today. I'm not scolding you. I'm trying to wake you up. You know, my sons, they didn't like it. When they didn't get up in the morning, I came in and I flipped the light on. Blinded them. I'm trying to flip the light on and wake up America and understand this is about you, not Donald Trump. And we, the people, we will be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you. David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years.
years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
And we have returned. It is the fastest hour of the day. I tell you, that is what it is. And we're going to go to one more caller. We've got George from Michigan. George, how are you today?
About fair. Did you hear that Alex said yesterday the FBI went directly to him personally and told him that Hillary has Parkinson's?
No, I did not. I don't listen to Alex Jones. I have my own talk show that I try to keep up with. So I don't have all the support Alex has got. I've got me, myself, and I, and you. So I did not hear that. I don't know that she's got Parkinson's, but I do think she needs to release her medical records because she did have a blood clot. She does have a concussion that was pretty bad, and that can inhibit what she does. And how she reacts to things. So, no, I did not
hear
that.
I wanted to spread the word anyway. And also, one reason she doesn't have press conferences is that the flash from the cameras affects her somehow.
Well, it would. It would in many instances with the different things she's had, even with the concussion. I know I've suffered from migraines, and not all the time, but if somebody throws a light into my face and I'm on the verge of a migraine, it'll set it off. So, you know, I don't hold that necessarily against her, but she's got flashes going on no matter where she's at talking. So I don't know that I buy that 100%. But I appreciate your input. I thank you, George, for your call. I have here several things about Hillary Clinton. But let's have a little bit of pros and cons and a reality check. Now, this is done in a facetious way, maybe I should say, a simple way. But I'm a simple-minded person. But the candidates, and it's been misled, and here's a comparison. Hillary Clinton leaked U.S. security secrets. On the other hand, what did Donald Trump do? He said mean things. Hillary Clinton got people killed at Benghazi. what did Donald Trump do? He said mean things. Hillary Clinton corruptly rigged the primary, remember? What did Donald Trump do? According to the media, he said mean things. Hillary Clinton has multiple enemies who seem to die mysteriously. What did Trump do? He said mean things. So, if you think hurt feelings are worse than death and corruption, vote for Hillary. You know, my grandmother once said that a bad woman, a bad and evil woman, is 100 times worse than a bad and evil man. She's like a Jezebel. If you want to read about a bad woman, read about Jezebel in the Bible. She was bad. Well, I don't have time to read the what are my choices, and I will read that tomorrow. I promised the gentleman that sent that to me on email that I was going to read that, and I'm going to not get to it. But I'm going to read this. This is the Gates of Hillary. That's not my article, but it's some of the things that are going to be in the article. Hillary Clinton's lies, her scandals, her cover-ups, her campaign money fraud, and murder. This is a quote from Jerry Ziefman, who was the Democrat Watergate Committee supervisor over Hillary Clinton. This is his quote. She was an unethical, dishonest lawyer. She conspired to violate the Constitution, the rules of House, the rules of the committee, and the rules of confidentiality. If you'll remember, she was fired from the committee that was investigating Watergate, which was a simple little spying that was going on between the Democrat Party and the Republican Party, the Republicans doing the spying or the ones getting caught doing the spying. Why is that so enormous back then? And today, she perpetrates fraud against the National Democrat Convention, against Bernie Sanders, and that gets no coverage from the media. She received illegal bribes from China for presidential re-election campaigns. Filegate illegally ordered up 900 FBI files. She lied about being under sniper fire in Bosnia. She instructed Secretary of Commerce Ken Brown to illegally sell seats on Democrat trade missions. She fired the head of the White House travel office to give a job to one of her friends. She masterminded the land fraud scheme, Whitewater. This is who she is. The email gate, both Clintons covered up and suppressed from Ken Starr and Congress over millions of potentially incriminating emails. Is it any wonder that Bill Clinton said that that's just not important at all? That's just a bunch of hooey that could have jeopardized our security. This couple is about as evil and corrupt as they come. Donald Trump is not a politician. He's not one of them. So both parties, not the entire people, but both parties are fighting Donald Trump because they're scared to death of we the people. And should we elect somebody that's not one of them, particularly Donald Trump, they're going to have a lot more trouble controlling him, more so than controlling Ronald Reagan. They somehow got through many times to Ronald Reagan. And I liked Ronald Reagan. But he made mistakes. And he let them get away with a few things that they shouldn't have. But this election war, and that's what it is, it's not about Donald Trump. It's about we, the people. Will we, the people, wake up and start putting together, bringing together the republic? Because we, the people, are not the enemy of the state. We, the people, are the state. And it's time we rise up, we awake, and we bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2-pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforcing courts of justice." The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
It was once said, "The pen is mightier than the sword." We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Order 4 and get the 5th one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.